Shockwave Radio.
Welcome back to another episode of the Shockwave Podcast. I'm John David, here with Hannah and a very special guest, David Walker. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
So in light of the recent Area 51 raid and other conspiracy theories, we're going to talk about some conspiracy theories today, starting with a very interesting Harding conspiracy theory. If you are a freshman or have been through freshman orientation, you have experienced a pledge that Dr. McLarty will make you take. And basically, he will tell you if you plan on leaving Harding before you graduate, you promise him that you will come visit him before you leave. And the theory is that if you go visit him and still decide to leave Harding, he turns you into a squirrel and sets you loose on the front lawn. And that's why the squirrels are so domestic. They're so friendly. I mean, you see those things like walking around their hind legs sometimes. But also, students are not supposed to mess with them. So I'm just curious, David, do you have any thoughts on this theory?
I actually have quite a few.
Yeah?
I love it.
So first of all, I think it's 100% true.
Oh, yeah?
Like, no doubt in my mind, this is true. My biggest reasoning being that I've been to a lot of other college campuses. I mean, I live in Nashville, and it's you can't spit without hitting a college.
Yeah.
And there's not a single one that has squirrels as domestic as Harding's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really interesting because a lot of those have been around for a very, very long time. And so the argument that, you know, the squirrels have just gotten used to them being there, it just doesn't hold up.
Yeah.
Because those squirrels are not nearly as friendly or, you know, just as docile as these are. And so I would say that, yeah, it's got to be true.
Yeah.
I would also say that, you know, maybe that is part of how Bruce convinces you to stay. You know, he kind of like threatens or hints at, you know,
Yeah. Hey,
you. Actually, that, I mean, I feel like I would want to be a squirrel.
But who would choose that? But apparently something would. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe temporarily.
Yeah, just for a little while, just to test it out. Maybe that's why some people come back.
Take a gap year, yeah.
Yeah.
They leave for a semester and then they come back.
Yeah, everyone who goes abroad actually just turns into a squirrel for a semester.
I mean, I wasn't going to mention it, but that's actually what happened. That's why I did not go to hookup. I went to squirrel.
You went to squirrel.
I went to squirrel. So we have one confirmation. What do you think, Hannah?
First of all, love that I am a senior and I have never heard this conspiracy theory before.
You're not on the inner circle, I guess.
I guess, but I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I don't know. I have to like think about it a little bit more before I figure out if I believe it, you know, observe some squirrels some more, but
yeah.
I think that's fascinating.
Yeah. Well, we have another Harding conspiracy theory, and that has to do with tunnels underneath the science building.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that there are tunnels connecting Dr. McLarty's office in the Heritage underneath the science building and to his house, and that's how he escapes the masses whenever he wants to just go home. I don't know. I don't know if that's legit or not. I actually have heard on a separate occasion that there are some sort of, I don't know if they're sewage tunnels or something underneath the science building, but I've never gone exploring.
I've heard that there are tunnels for sure.
Definitely,
it's not. That's not in doubt.
Yeah.
I've actually seen and been in one.
Oh.
But I think that I had heard that they were actually like built during like the Cold War-ish era as like
sense.
A way for us to like
a bunker.
More like a bunker for us to be able to, you know, escape in the case of, you know, a Russian invasion or bombing or whatever it was. So I don't know what they're used for now. Obviously, Bruce could, you know, navigate those tunnels.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, honestly, I would if I could.
I was going to say, that's not even, like, really a conspiracy, because, like, who wouldn't want to choose to do that?
Yeah. Well, it's good to know that we have somewhere to go in case of an emergency. And, David, you mentioned something very, very interesting before we started this. Am I correct in saying you don't believe North Dakota is a state?
That's correct.
Okay. Can you explain why this reasoning?
So I was actually enlightened this summer. My co-intern, Maggie Cox, who goes to Lipscomb, she started talking to me and she started telling me about how she didn't believe North Dakota existed. And of course, I was like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
North Dakota, it definitely exists. And then the more that she like just talked about it, the more I just started to realize that, you know, North Dakota doesn't exist.
You're gonna have to give me some examples. I want to hear all about
So, first example, have you ever met anyone from North Dakota?
No.
South Dakota.
Yes.
I've never met a single person from North Dakota, nor have I met anyone who has met somebody from North Dakota.
Yeah.
There's no way that that's a coincidence.
Wow.
Because especially when you go around and just start randomly asking people like I naturally did, somebody is bound to have met somebody, but no, not a single person. Yeah. There's also the fact that, you know, it could just all be South Dakota.
Yeah.
Or Southern Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But there, I've never met a single person who's lived there. I've never met a single person who knows anyone who's lived there. And I've never met a single person who's been there or knows anyone who's been there.
Yeah.
And so all of those things coming together, now that's kind of circular reasoning, but all of those things coming together just makes me inclined to believe that North Dakota does not in fact exist.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever thought that about North Dakota, but I've never met anybody from Idaho. You never really hear anything about Idaho except potatoes.
Potatoes, it's just all potatoes.
It's just one big potato farm in the shape of...
there's one farmer.
Yeah.
Just operating Idaho.
Yeah, with hand tools. So very interesting reasoning there. Can you say anything about birds? This has also been a recent pop-up.
Birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real. North Dakota isn't real, and neither are birds.
Nothing's real.
Maybe all the birds actually came from North Dakota.
Oh, yeah?
Nothing's actually real.
Is the thinking that they're just government surveillance
Yes.
tools?
Okay. That is the general consensus among birds aren't realists. I don't know if that's like if there's a classification for it,
yeah.
But the general consensus is that it's just they're all drones, and so birds never existed, or maybe they at one point existed, and the government said, "Hey, this is an opportunity," because in World War I we used pigeons to carry messages to different people throughout the battle or whatever. So at one point there may have been birds, but there are no longer birds.
Okay.
They're all drones.
Extinct. They're all extinct now.
I think this one's such a fun conspiracy because yes, I have a friend, shout out to Emily Nix, who believes this. She told it to me and she told me all her reasoning and now I just think it's fascinating. So I tell everyone else and it's just really funny. Hers is more pigeons rather than birds.
Okay.
Though,
yeah.
Because she says, you've never seen baby pigeons. pigeons are only found in very populated cities because they're trying to keep an eye on the population because they can't control everybody. What else? They're all like similar.
Yeah.
So they're like cookie cutter, like they come out looking the same. You never see baby pigeons. You never see a dead pigeon because it's just wires inside. If you look up at the internet, baby pigeon, then you become on a list for the government to watch you. It's just really fun.
And I think that one probably holds a little more weight than just all birds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there was a bird's nest in my house when I was a little kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I've seen
so
birds.
I've seen baby birds.
I get the pigeon thing, though, 100%.
Yeah. I've actually kicked a pigeon once.
But it didn't die.
No, it was really heavy. It was a lot heavier than I thought.
Yeah,
so maybe
probably
it was
broke your toe.
Metallic. Yeah. well, hopefully not all birds are extinct.
Also, you kicked a pigeon?
Okay, yeah. I was hoping we were going
to
ask that.
We need to go back around to that
So
one.
Whenever I was studying abroad as a squirrel, I was in Italy, and we would eat our lunches on the front steps of various different churches and, like, plazas. And the pigeons were so domestic there, they'd come up and, like, want your food. And so I kept like kind of joking, like kicking them away, but then they're actually really annoying me. And then one of them got close enough that I was able to make contact with it. I felt a little bad, but only a little bit.
But I mean, it didn't die.
No,
and you
it
know
didn't.
That, you know, it's just a government tool.
Yeah.
So
now I don't feel
now
bad at
feel,
all.
Yeah. You feel a little bit better.
No,
it just wanted your food for your DNA.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. They're just trying to clone
yeah,
me.
Yeah. They only get the human food, so.
Maybe I am a government surveillance agent now that they have my DNA.
Yeah.
Creepy. But yeah, hopefully not all birds are just extinct. Dinosaurs are extinct, but I know people, some friends I went to high school with, that believed that dinosaurs never existed and that fossils were just placed in the earth by archaeologists, paleontologists, and the discoveries were all fake. It was all fake.
But why?
I don't know.
Who puts that much effort in?
That's a lot of effort.
I don't know.
Although, do we really know that there are actually any bones being found? You hear like,
that's true.
Bones are found. I don't see anybody finding bones.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. I've never heard that one before. Mm-hmm.
The two of the three people I know that believe that have reversed their beliefs. One of them, I think, still believes that, but...
What do you mean reverse their beliefs?
Like they said, we were wrong. There were dinosaurs.
They just changed their mind.
Yeah, they were like... It was like a sophomore year of high school phase that they just ended up going through. Actually, sophomore year, I also heard a speech one of my friends gave about how the moon landing was faked. And I don't agree with him, but the points he brought...
I've seen some evidence.
Yeah, no, it was like, the main points were that the flag is standing up, it's like it's waving, but there's no wind on the moon.
Yeah.
But what I heard, like later found out is that they put wires in the flag to make it look like it was waving so that it wasn't just a drooping flag. So they kind of like... clothes hangers, like metal ones. They just stuck them rods through so it looked like it was waving.
And they never thought that now we would all think that it was fake.
Yeah, exactly. There was another thing about different pictures had the same background.
Yes.
And that people were like, oh, it's like just a set or something.
I remember I watched a whole documentary about this in school. And I feel like that's kind of interesting that my teacher made us watch a whole documentary about this. But there was some points. Everything from like, the shadows were off.
Yeah, that was another thing. The shadow, like some of the shadows weren't in the right place.
Like you couldn't see the stars. There was just, I can't remember all of them. I think there was one about you saw the reflection in someone's like space helmet from being like a recording, but no one was holding a camera.
Oh.
How did they take the pictures then?
Right, I don't know.
Was it just...
I don't know. I think it was something to do, like, they were just saying basically that the whole thing was edited.
Yeah.
And they forgot to, like, put in, a camera. Like, they photoshopped in
this was the also
astronaut
the
60s. Without a community. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was interesting.
Yeah. I think we've been to the moon by now. If we had faked the first one, I'm pretty sure we've been there by now.
Yeah. There's also just the whole fact of we're trying to beat Russia, so everyone thinks it was fake because of that.
Yeah, last minute. The last year, 1969. Another random conspiracy theory. I remember watching this on the History Channel one time. It was about how people didn't think that Hitler committed suicide. How they felt like he was in his bunker.
Oh, gosh.
And, like,
I don't like that.
They found, like, a body, but people think that wasn't his body. And there was, like, some sort of escape tunnel from his bunker that led to this, like, airport, this airstrip.
Oh, gosh.
And then it, like... took a plane to Peru or something like that, and there was a picture, like a blurry picture of some guy in an opera, like at an opera showing that looked kind of like him, and there's like these hotel stubs. They went through all the, it was one of those things that the History Channel, it was like probably about 30 or 45 minutes of content that they broke down into like 5 2-hour episodes, and so I lost interest, but my dad would give me recaps. I don't remember everything about that, but that one is also, that one's just kind of unnerving, because it's like...
Yeah, I don't like that one at all.
Yeah, but in the context of everything, I mean, I feel like he would probably still be dead.
By now, yeah. I mean, it's 2019. Hitler should be dead by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just crazy. Do you have any other conspiracy theories just off the top of your head you can share with us, David?
Well, there's the very obvious flat Earth.
Oh, yes. I don't just always slip by.
Yeah. That one's always a good one because I think it's just really funny that some of it actually makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they did like a Netflix special on like the flat Earth effect or something that they just talked about how the world is flat and how, you know, we're all spinning and everything. It was really interesting to, I don't really understand it fully other than they say that the world's flat, but since
there's like a whole community though that still believes it. And I don't know really why either, but I remember I had some friends who like joined a closed group on Facebook about like flat Earth, and there's tons of people who believe it Really funny.
That was like, I think that was like 2016, where you just started seeing tweets about the Earth is flat,
yeah.
The Earth is flat, stuff like that.
Which I think that started as just like, hey, this would be something funny to say.
Yeah.
And then people were like, what?
Yeah.
The Earth is flat?
Yeah.
And then just ran with it.
Yeah, which is how the Area 51 thing started in the first place.
Goodness.
Which just see them aliens.
Yeah. People were just joking about that, and then it ended up getting like, over a million RSVPs on that Facebook post.
I really wish, like, people showed up.
Yeah.
And I really want to know what the numbers were for that.
I think what I read is it was like 3,000 people showed up to, like, this town outside of where they thought it was, and then they, like, just decided to storm, and maybe a few hundred started to storm, but only, like, a few got past the first part. I think two people ended up getting arrested. It was crazy. They were
at least
like,
no one got shot.
I know,
like,
they were like, they
so
can't
stupid.
Stop us all, let's just rush them. Which
so dumb.
Yeah, I never really even considered if Area 51 was a real place or not. Is it just one of those places that's on TV?
Listen, I'm all for conspiracy theories. I love learning about them. Anytime on social media I see one, I will read the whole thread. But I'm definitely not about to risk getting shot for a conspiracy
theory. See, I was planning on going with some friends, and we were going to we were going to go, but the purpose of us going was to set up, like, a hot dog stand outside, because there was also Alien Fest, the festival that was set up in
maybe
no
that's
time
they chose
whatsoever.
To do that.
Yeah.
And we were just going to sell space dogs, which were just going to be hot dogs that we marked up the price on and made a bunch of money. But then I had scuba class.
Scuba.
Yeah.
It'll get you every time.
Every time.
You hate to see it.
Oh my goodness. That's a good one.
Yeah, maybe they'll have another raid. And
maybe.
You can go in the future.
I hope so. I hope Alien Fest becomes a yearly thing.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Well, I think that wraps up our conspiracy theories for the night, unless you have any more to share with us.
I mean, there's always the Denver airport,
oh,
which is just really interesting.
Let's hear it.
The Denver airport, during its construction, took like 2 years longer than it was supposed to, and it was $2 billion over budget.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh.
And there are a lot of people who say that when you, like, look at the artwork and all the different things in there, that it's, like, neo-Nazi or something along those lines. And some people say that if you look at, like, all of the different runways, they're all, like, swastikas or something. Mm. But there's definitely something interesting going there, because you don't go $2 billion over budget just without something happening. And there's it's the size of Manhattan. The entire city of Manhattan.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
So
the airport?
Yes.
What?
It is insanely big.
Oh my gosh.
And people get lost there all the time. I actually really want to go and check it out just because I think it would be really interesting to just go and look. But obviously I've never been, so I can't confirm or deny anything. But you don't go $2 billion over budget without something major happening.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Shock, the namesake of this podcast and organization, he says that he can fly to Denver for like $47. So you should get in touch with Dr. Shock. He's abroad right now, but he could get you to Denver and you can check it out for yourself. Anyways, we hope you've enjoyed this Conspiracy Theory podcast. If you have any conspiracy theories of your own that you'd like to share with us, you can reach out to us at hushockwave@gmail.com or any other thoughts or concerns or topics you want to cover. And make sure you check us out on Instagram at hustewpubs. Again, that's hushockwave@gmail.com and at hustewpubs. Until we meet again, thank you and goodbye. Shockwave Radio.